The Judaic Pavlovian Reflex. It's not that so many millions start helplessly slobbering in the physical sense, like Pavlov's dogs, obediently, when the dinner bell starts ringing. With the Judaic Pavlovian reflex, the slobbering on cue is purely mental. It is triggered not by a bell, but by keywords, to wit, Jew. The slightest criticism thereof. Beep, mine goes to neutral. Hitler. The slightest praise thereof. Beep, mine blinks off, run away, etc., etc. This phenomenon appears to be inextricably linked to an obsession to get to heaven, cost what cost, with the minimum of discernment, intellectual effort, or the tedious consulting of apparently boring history, which, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. I respectfully submit to my fellow believers that there is meat in knowledge and food in intellectual and spiritual reflection, not to mention salvation for your beleaguered nation and people, about which you and I profess to care so much. Alexander Solzhenitsyn once wrote, "Too late, how we burnt in the prison camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every police operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive? If during periods of mass arrests, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. I submit there are parallels today. We wonder about the January the 6th prisoners, and we wonder what is coming our way. Is it that far-fetched to consider that many of us may yet end up in prison camps?"